There was so much that happened between me and Ruchi.
What happened?
Both good and, I wouldn't say bad, but kind of...
Less good.
Less good. Let me say that. After I let her know that I was still open to getting to know Catherine, but I was focused on her.
Yeah.
She went and talked to Jess. And boy, when I tell you, when she came back with Vim. She's, oh, Andre, I promise you, I'm not a fucking dickhead. And I was like,
Ruchi!
Oh, but you didn't know that she was eye rolling.
No, so obviously, because I was like here, so she was literally behind me, and like you could see her like. And then like staring. And then when I looked back, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I thought that was like a bit bitchy. But...
We are back for another episode of Reality. Andre and Charlotte are in the building.
How's it going?
Fresh from the villa. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you
for having us.
How does it feel to be back in the UK?
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, it feels good.
What was the weather like in Mallorca?
It's quite nice for most of the time.
Yeah, and then sometimes it was raining.
Yeah,
is
the
it?
Rain was...
Yeah.
Oh, right, proper rain.
Yeah.
Thunderstorms as well. Do you remember there was a couple of thunderstorms?
And lightning.
I promise. Lightning?
They didn't believe me. Some of them didn't believe me because they were all sleeping one night and I was like, there's lightning. They were like, that's the light. I was like, no, I promise there was. And no one was there. So like, yeah. I swear, does anyone see? They were all like, no, I was asleep. I was like,
what? Oh my gosh, before we even talk Love Island, have you heard of the submarine stuff?
I have. There's been...
I haven't.
Yeah.
You haven't heard of
no.
it? Are you living under a rock?
yeah. Basically, I'm just in my own world.
No, basically...
Tell me all.
A few ex-islanders went on a submarine.
Yikes.
Oh, so he wasn't joking?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ex-islanders went on a submarine.
Yeah.
And the batteries run out, and then they found them, and then now they're on a ship. Like, you know these islanders.
Is this a joke?
No.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
No.
Is it true?
No.
Oh.
A few ex-Love Islanders are on a submarine and the batteries run out and they found them. But the islanders aren't being named.
Are they safe?
Well, we think they're safe now. But the islanders aren't being named. So we're just trying to find out who they are and stuff. But it's just a crazy situation.
Wow. I just didn't expect that.
It's a crazy life, isn't it?
Wow. Are you lying? Are you lying? You are. Oh my god. Did you know that? What did you discuss? Did you discuss before?
I just didn't mean it. Andre, you're a good actor.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
Oh my god. I don't trust you now.
I wanted to be like, nah, he's lying.
No, it's actually quite a serious situation where basically five people have gone in a submarine to. I think three of them are like genuinely like paid for a spot in there, and two of them are just like crew members. They've gone in a submarine. Why are you laughing? This is actually quite serious.
I'm just baffled. I don't trust you. I don't believe you.
No, this is now a serious thing. And right. But they've gone in the submarine basically to try and basically see the Titanic underwater.
Really?
Yeah. No, you have to go like 3,000 meters
wow.
deep. And basically, they had like tested this whole thing out, right? And, you know, they've had reason to believe that it's going to work and it's all fine. But I think on Sunday, either late Sunday or Monday, they lost signal. Mm. And basically, when you're in the submarine, this is it's just such a fascinating story. When you're in the submarine, there's only a certain amount of oxygen they have.
So, for example, they have
oxygen for 3 days. As we record this, the oxygen's running out and no one can find them.
Yesterday,
the rescue teams who were basically searching for them heard banging noises around the area where they went missing. So I don't know, fingers crossed they can be found.
Fingers crossed,
God, I've
honestly
got a lot to catch up on after this. I need to look at you and this.
You
I'm
are
bringing up an arm's length, but right, I need to look at that. Okay.
Right, back to Love Island. Have you watched yourselves back yet?
Not fully.
Clips.
I've watched clips. I've watched a couple of edits of me and the girls I was coupled up with. Because that was like all over my TikTok, all over my Twitter and just socials in general. But I haven't sat down to actually watch from episode one to the episode.
Why don't you watch episode one? You were there from the beginning. You were there in the opening.
I've watched, I think, half of the episode, but we've been so busy since we came out.
Busy.
Yeah, just like forwards and backwards. Wow. I can't wait to sit down.
Have you watched Charlotte?
So obviously I watched from the beginning because I was in quarantine for 2 weeks. So they flew me out the same day. I think they were deciding like when they were going to put me in. Mm. And then when obviously they decided Bombshell, that's when it was a waiting game. So they said you can watch the episodes. So I was watching, but I still feel like I just want to start them all like from start to finish. So I thought I was so excited I'd be watching it, but I wouldn't be like fully taking it in because I was just so like so buzzing. And then the ones of me, I've watched some, but I've not watched them all. I wasn't even that long, but I've not watched them all.
Yeah,
but I will. Can't wait.
What are the villa bedrooms like? Because there's been rumours about like what it's like in the villa bedrooms. Some people say it stinks in there. Some people say it's messy.
No.
Some people like, what is the deal?
I don't think it stinks. When I first went in there, I think it was it really messy or was that the dressing room? But then they obviously do tidy up. Because I was making my bed. Because I made the bed. And then I thought, God, no one else has made their bed. And then I realised that someone came. I said to Zach, I said, everyone's like, they made their beds. They're all perfect. And he's like, oh, yeah, I did it. And I was like, well, you didn't. And then I clocked. It must have been someone that came in to make them. But, oh, yeah, I was the loser making my bed.
Nah, me and you both, to be honest. I'd wake up every morning, bed done.
But it doesn't smell. I don't think so.
No, it doesn't smell. It's quite like a nice... It's a nice setting because when everyone goes to bed at night, like you can see like everyone.
Yeah.
So I remember one of the Love Island seasons and it was like the beds were right next to each other. I can't remember what season it was, but this one here, there's like bed there. So like you can literally look opposite and see to whoever couple it is, like whether they were arguing at night or smooching or doing their business.
So what was it like, loud at nighttime? Like, could you hear the kids like...
Yeah, you can hear kissing.
Yeah, you can hear kissing. I think the first night as well, I was getting told off for like being loud. And I was like, oh my God, what have I got myself into like, with these animals? And then they were like, right, guys, like, Islanders, like time for bed. And then they were still talking. I'd be thinking, oh my God, like they're literally breaking
And you don't know what the time is.
Yeah, no, it's so weird. Yeah, it's really weird.
But did you try and figure out what the time is? Like, was there a way to...
I found out what time it was because when I went on my date with Whitney, I saw in the car what time it was.
Is it?
Yeah, so then I had my phone next
what
to
time
me.
Was it
around the time of the date it was like around
late?
2 p.m
afternoon.
Date on the beach it was the afternoon, but then because I had my phone there, I was like, cool, so it's 2 p.m here and it says it's xyz here, so it's this time here. But then following the days, I just lost count and I was like, damn, like, I should have.
Yeah, it's weird. I feel like as well, I had my phone at one point, the Google Pixel phone. I remember I looked and I was like, oh, I got the time on my phone. Then I realised the date was like a completely different date. And I was like, oh, maybe not.
We've all got different times.
The time. Yeah, it was all completely different.
Yeah, everyone's got different dates, different times.
Yeah. But I think it's best, like, you can see why they do it. Because I feel like it's psychological as well. Like, if I knew it was like 3 a.m. Like, I'm quite dramatic anyway, so I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so tired, just from like knowing the time.
Yeah. Give me my bed, man.
It's good that you don't know the time, and then
honestly
good.
Wow,
very good.
Let's talk about day one, Andre.
Day one
when you walked into that villa, and the public put you with
Catherine,
right? Yeah, on day one they put you with Catherine. How did that feel for you?
It felt good, man. It felt good because in terms of like physical attraction, I felt that most with Catherine on day one. And I wasn't expecting to see Mitch, Jess, and Ruchi as soon as I walked in. I thought I was going to have to do the step forwards, if you like.
Yeah.
I was ready to step forward for every babe. I was ready to step forwards. I would be in a couple by force today. I was like, yeah, let me even step forwards. But when they put me together with Catherine, it was quite nice because I was like, already from the get-go, her vibe seemed very, very nice. Do you know what I mean? So
I feel like you liked her a lot, though.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Like, you were head over heels for this girl. Like, from episode one and two, I'm like, wow, you really, really like her.
We were just, like, going backwards and forwards, like, in a good manner. So, yeah, it was good, man.
But she was quick to leave you, boy.
She was indeed.
She was quick to leave you. How did that feel? Who did she leave you for? Was it for Zach?
Zach, yeah, yeah.
How did that feel? Because you liked her a lot. And then yeah, she was absolutely. Like cold chicken. She was gone. No, she was gone. Like
no, cold chicken. Was for real. Like, because when Zach had the choice to choose any girl, I was thinking, yeah, please, 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 please. But then when he did choose Catherine, I was like, cool, this now gives me time to explore my options and see, like, beyond that, it's not only Catherine that I can get along with.
Yeah.
I've got other girls here. And hopefully, one of them was going to like me. Do you know what I mean? By fire, by force, like I was saying. One of them was going to like me. Mainly because I was just myself there as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd say that I'm very calm and composed on the outside. And I was doing that sometimes in the villa. There was sometimes where I let my emotions get the best of me, and some irrational choices were made. However, we live and we learn. Do you know what I mean? But yeah,
so who were you with after? Was it Ruchi?
Ruchi. Yeah.
I was here for that, you know. Were you watching at this point? Were you?
I was.
Were you in?
I don't remember.
In, were you
no, I don't think I was in at
no,
that
I don't
point.
Think you were. It must
no,
have
I
been
wasn't.
Yeah,
in.
I was watching YouTube, and I'm like, do you know what? It makes
it
sense.
Makes
yeah,
sense.
It
when
it
I got
sense.
Out,
it
the whole of the UK wanted that ship to.
Honestly, I was like, but what's wrong with you? What? Why did you do that for? Everything was going smoothly, and then you just. You just ended
I
like...
I frogged it.
Why?
I fumbled the bag. I fumbled
Why'd
the bag.
Why'd you do Ruchi like that for?
Do you know what, yeah? It was that one there where, in the episode, of course, 1 hour is shown.
Yeah.
But the other 23, of course, we're not up for the other 23, but the other 23, so much happens. And there was so much that happened between me and Ruchi.
What happened?
Both good and, I wouldn't say bad, but kind of...
Less good.
Less good. Let me say that. Less good.
What happened?
Let's say, for example, the day where I let Ruchi know that I was still open to getting to know Catherine. I think that was shown in the episode. However, boy, the moment of Ruchi going off at me, I don't think it was shown.
Did she go off?
Yeah, no. Day party.
Yeah.
Day party, yeah.
It wasn't
no,
shown.
It was the it denim wasn't. Denim night.
Yeah.
She went off.
She went, everyone was arguing denim night. Everyone was arguing. And I found it crazy as to how that wasn't shown.
Yeah.
Because it was Mitch, Zach and Molly going off. Ty and Ella going off. Medi and Whitney going off.
Medi and Whitney were going off.
Everyone was going off. Literally, the only person that wasn't going off was Sammy. And he was like a floater, like a football floater, where he's just like minding his business, just walking around.
Yeah.
Everyone else beefing. And then the next morning, you could cut the tension with a knife. In the morning.
But
it
what
was great.
But what exactly happened between you and Ruchi?
Between me
what
and
was
Ruchi,
the
yeah.
what was the dilemma?
So
there?
After I let her know that I was still open to getting to know Catherine, but I was focused on her.
Yeah.
She went and talked to Jess. Boy, when I tell you, when she came back with Vim. She's oh Andre, I promise you, I'm not a fucking dickhead. And I was
Ruchi!
Like, oh,
that's what she told
Ruchi! And I was there, I was sitting down, I was thinking, what did I do? I should have just closed my mouth and kept it stepping. But it was that one there, it was, my emotions got to me because inside it's very tense. So I think the way I worded it as well wasn't what I was necessarily trying to say.
How did you word it?
It might have seemed as if I was trying to just go back to Catherine, but me and Catherine had a conversation in regards to like our current circumstances.
See, that's what it seemed like. Because I was like, obviously, now you've explained it, it makes a bit more sense. But when I watched that scene and you were obviously letting Ruchi down, I thought, did you just use Ruchi?
No.
As a placeholder to get back to Catherine.
A lot of people were saying that, and I was like, what? Like, because what me and Ruchi had was very, very good and it was very genuine. But when I let her know that I was still kind of open to getting to know Catherine. I was still focused on her. But of course, she was like, yo, I'm not second place. And I was trying to let her know, like, you're not second place, bro. Like, you're my babes. Let's do it. Let's do it. Big Sean.
So if she's not second place, then what is she?
First place.
Because you've essentially told her, look, you want to get to know Catherine, right?
Yeah.
So how is she first place if you want to get to know someone else?
She was definitely still first place, but.
But if she's first place, let's make it make sense. If she's first place, then why do you want to get to know Catherine?
Mainly because I could have seen that there was a bit of untapped potential.
I get it.
I'm trying to now divert and jump ship, but I just wanted to test it out whilst I had time there. And Father God, I did not have much time left.
Oh, man.
Yeah, as soon as Richie left, they said, Andre, pack your bags. You must go next.
Yikes. And I was like, and you know what? When you got back with Catherine, I don't think you got much airtime because it was actually quite cute.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw this part. I don't know if you were there, but it was actually quite cute watching you two. And I remember even saying on my TikTok, you know what? I'm actually rooting for these two, but not that much airtime and then just gone.
Damn. I have even watched up to that point yet. So wow. I don't know how much airtime I was getting. I don't know the conversations. Because I was like the little big brother for everyone in there. Yeah. Like, I was the youngest, but I was like checking on everyone, making sure that they were good.
Yeah.
Like still having that serious side, but at the same time, being goofy as well. I feel like that side of me probably wasn't shown as much. Because I was always vibing, man. Me, always unserious, I promise you. Always pranking everyone and just being unserious. But
wow.
Yeah, man.
And Charlotte, did you enter with Leah?
Bombshells, yeah.
Yeah, Bombshells. How does it feel being a bombshell? Because that's a big responsibility, you know.
Yeah,
that's
I was happy. Like, I didn't have a preference whether I wanted to be like original or bombshell. I was just happy and grateful to go in.
To go in, of course.
Yeah, and then when they said, obviously, you're going to be a bombshell, I was like, I can't wait. All eyes are going to be on me. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I met the execs and they're like, right, okay, you're going in with someone else. I was like, what about me? I thought I was going to go in there and shine. I don't want to go with anyone else. And then I was like, is it a girl or a boy? At least be a boy. They were like, girl. I was like, great. And then when I met her, I was literally like, I'm in love.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I just feel like I was closest with Leah in there as well. Mm. And now looking back, I'm actually really glad that I went in there with her.
Yeah.
Because, we both could, like, obviously, like, relate. Like, we had, like, the three dates, starter, main, dessert with the three guys.
That was amazing.
And we both picked the same guys, but, like, it was, like rotating kind of thing. So.
Exactly.
Did you pick them, like, side by side to each other?
What do you mean?
Like, when you were choosing who you were going to choose for the date.
Yeah. So they just literally said like pick like three guys and then they just picked like who we had for like Zoe Man,
yeah.
And you obviously ended up with Zach. What was it? Was it you both had to choose?
Yes, so we both had to choose, and I remember I was like feeling more Zach because I was mostly like attracted to him.
Mm-hmm. So what do you like about Zach? Everyone loves Zach.
Now, not that much. Like, he looks nice. No, not being...
I hear it.
No, that was a bit mean. No, I do. He's a lovely chap. No, he's a lovely chap. He's nice. He's attractive, but personality is so important.
Yeah.
I feel like we just didn't really, like, gel. We just didn't... Yeah, there just wasn't that much chat. Mm. And then I thought, like, is it because he's not interested? But I have no regrets. But when me and Leah, obviously, I thought, because the order we were stood, it was me first, then Leah. So I thought, great, I've got first choice. Because I generally didn't know who she was going to pick. And I thought, oh my God, bitch, if you pick Zach. Because I was like, I didn't know who else to pick. It maybe would have been Ty second, but I wanted to pick Zach as number one.
Yeah.
And then she got to go first. And I was like, oh my God, she's going to pick him. And then that's when she picked Ty. So I was like, oh, good. I can pick Zach, but we just didn't vibe. The conversation didn't come like naturally either. It was like I felt awkward. Like I don't mind awkward silences, but it was like the whole conversations really were literally just silent.
All right, let's talk about that night. Did you have to sleep in the bed with him, didn't you?
So the first night I was in with Leah, and then when we got to recouple, I was in with Zach.
Yeah. How was Molly acting with you?
Molly was fine. I think I didn't really see like how kind of close they were, so I didn't really think
so
it was
bedrooms,
like no biggie.
In the dressing room, it's all fine. She's talking as normal to you.
Yeah, I mean, she was never really like that talkative in the beginning, but I felt like it was more like afterwards when she realised like I wasn't really into him and he wasn't into me. I think that's when she started to be like a bit more open and like we would like have like banter and like laughs and stuff. But yeah, I didn't really pick up on any like awkwardness. But maybe that's because I'm a bit like in my own world, so maybe. But with the gym, did you see the gym thing as well?
Yeah, I was just about to mention the gym scene.
Yeah, so that was like, obviously, me and Zach, he was like training me, and then obviously Molly joined. But then when I look back, like she was like eye rolling and like looking me up and down. I'm like, has that just been edited or is she generally doing that? Because at that point she was being like really nice to me as well. But then like...
Oh, but you didn't know that she was eye rolling?
No, so obviously because my I was like here, so she was literally behind me and like you could see her like... and then like staring... And then when I look back, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I thought that was like a bit bitchy, but...
Yeah. So how did that make you feel? So you felt like that was quite bitchy?
Yeah, I thought it was quite bitchy, yeah. Because she was being like so nice and like we was like laughing and stuff. And then I thought, when I saw back, I was a bit shocked.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like that as well. Like, I know like everyone's different and that's fine, but I'm not like... I don't see competition. I'm not like beggy. Like if we was in the other way around and she was like in the gym with him, I wouldn't go over and be like, oh, can I train? Like, I'm not like that. I will step like back. And then if someone likes me, then they like me. But if not,
yeah.
But I don't feel any type of way, like.
So the way I interpreted that night when I was talking on TikTok, I just basically said that scene where Molly was by the gym.
Yeah.
It was like she was the bodyguard.
Yeah. I don't think she even needed a wee because she said she needs a wee, and then like, and then everyone said like, did she even actually go for a wee, or was she just like, yeah, because she, I think she had her arms out.
Yeah. I was just like, can you? Chill.
Yeah, like. everyone else was like looking over, and then they were like, oh, why can't she just leave them to like have their own like time kind of thing? And then
yeah, but did you watch it back how like Jess and Molly were having a bit of like a back and forth?
Yes.
What was the energy like in there?
I did. I mean, it was a little bit awkward at times, but nothing that was too like, it wasn't like crazy. Like,
Andre,
awkward,
what
just
are
at
your
times.
Opinions on the Jess and Molly thing?
At times, it got a bit sticky because, let's say, for example, the denim party. I always mention the denim party mainly because there was so much that happened there. Yeah. So much shit that happened at denim party. For context, denim party was the night of Mitch's birthday.
Yeah.
So, with Zach and Molly talking for hours and none of them said happy birthday to Mitch.
Is it?
Yeah. So that was kind of what spiraled.
What, for the whole day?
Not for the whole day, but like...
But for most of the day?
Like, let's say, for example, we were recording and then it hit like midnight-ish. So it must have been around like 2 a.m. or something.
That's late, though.
But for that, from like midnight till that period there, like, no one said happy... Like, none of them said happy birthday to Mitch. Like, they just kept on cracking along, but everyone else had said happy birthday to Mitch.
So did they know it was his birthday? Did they say, like, right, it's past 12, it's your birthday? Or was it like that night?
Was it everyone knew it was his birthday?
Yeah, so
happy birthday, Mitch.
Exactly.
Do you know what? Okay. Mitch has been moving mad, but maybe now I can understand why he's been moving mad at points.
I can give him this one pass. He's got a one-time pass for moving mad that time, though. But
give him
times,
that. Yeah, all the other.
All the other times is a bit...
So hold on, recap. So that night, right, what are we talking about? We're talking about Jess and Molly.
Yes.
Yeah, so their behaviour. How were they with each other on that night?
It wasn't the best, to be honest, because like Jess went into Molly. Like Jess was saying to Molly, like, you're being totally disrespectful and rude. Like, how are you not even going up to the guy that you're coupled up with and saying happy birthday? But there's been a couple of moments between those two, and you can definitely see that, like, there's definitely some tension there.
What do you think the reason is, though?
Ooh. I think, in a way, Jess sees the value in Mitch. Jess, like, looks at Mitch and she gets along with him. She likes him a lot. But I don't think that she thinks Molly appreciates him.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So that's sometimes it could be the reason as to why she's getting onto Molly all the time.
But let's talk about like Jess and Mitch, because in the beginning, I'm not gonna lie, I thought she just friend zoned him.
Whereas it was the other way around.
Really?
Yeah. It
was what, he friend zoned her?
Yeah. Because her top two.
Are you sure? I thought it was her that I thought she friend zoned him.
Like when we were inside, Jess was feeling Ty and Mitch the most, but Ty was cracking on with Ella.
Yeah.
And Mitch was cracking on with Molly.
Oh.
So in terms of kind of like cracking on with either of them, they, not saying that they pied her, but they were like, yeah, it's not like that thing. But I know where you're getting on to, because like it spiraled out of nowhere. Like, I like you. I was like,
What's going on? Obviously, earlier this week, the whole Sammy and Jess thing, and them kind of being voted as like the weakest couple and whatever. What do you lot think about that?
I went home for no reason.
I think they're not the strongest just because Sammy is just such a flirt. Like, especially with Leah, I feel like not everyone saw like how flirty he was. Obviously, you did see a bit, but then there was like so many other times as well. It wasn't just like that one time. But I think, I don't know, just Zach and Molly, I just still feel like they should have been up there.
Really?
And also Mitch and Leah, because then I don't see them on like a romantic level.
No, yeah. I agree with you though. I agree
100%. Okay, unpopular opinion here. I forgot, who is it that was going off and they were like, but Whitney and Mehdi. Look, the thing is, yeah, I actually love Whitney and Mehdi.
Yeah.
I want them to stay in the show. I don't need them to be in a relationship. Yeah. I like watching them. But yeah, they too. Both have even admitted, yeah, that they're not each other's type on the outside or whatever.
Yeah.
So when I heard that vote was happening, I just automatically thought, oh, they're probably going to be in it.
Yeah.
I think there was a game before. Remember when you lot were playing this game and everyone said Whitney and Mehdi? So I thought, okay, naturally, people are going to say Whitney and Mehdi. But they didn't. And
I feel like...
Was it Mitch? Mitch was in the room. Yeah. And like, oh, you lot bottled it. Like, I don't know. I kind of see what he means, because it's like, they're the one couple in the villa who are kind of like in a friendship-ish couple. I know they're trying to make things work, but
again,
they've both made it quite clear, and they've both said it that, you know, they're not.
I kind of disagree. I feel like when you're in there, I don't know, I feel like everyone does see like they are on like a romantic level.
Really?
Yeah, I do. And I feel like, because one day Whitney said to me as well, because when we were saying this earlier, I wanted a coffee, and then Mehdi was like, oh, I'll make you a coffee. I was like, oh, thank you. So he was making me a coffee, and then Whitney got pissed because he didn't make her one.
What?
Yeah, and then she pulled me, like, we was chatting, and she was like, I feel like Mehdi likes you. And I was like, what? I was like, where's that come from? Like, so random.
You know what? Whitney might be catching feelings now, you know?
I think so, and mainly because, like, when Whitney came into the villa, Mehdi said straight away to me, was like, cool, everyone in the villa has said that they're a bad bitch. But Whitney has came that
she is. Came and she delivers.
She's just shown that she's a bad bitch. She and he was like, is. I like that. Yeah, and I was like, that's you. He said, that's me. And I was like, do your thing, bro.
Go for it.
And yeah, literally. So, like, how they're complete opposites, I think that helps them a lot. And one thing as well about Mehdi is that he knows how to get Whitney shy. Like, Whitney's
and
such
for
a
her
big
to be shy as well. Like, he's doing something right.
Like, on their date. Just before they went out, like, Whitney was like standing in the corner and like playing with her hands, and I was thinking, Mehdi, what have you done to Whitney to get
even
this
when
shy,
you ask
bro?
Her questions, she doesn't. She's like, oh, less about me. I'm like, how's things? She's like, oh yeah, good. Anyway, less about me, and I'm like, no, expand. I need the deets. I need the goss. She's like, oh no, it's fine. She's like, I'm getting shy. Like, she definitely did get shy when you'd ask her like how things are.
So maybe it's a slow burner for them then.
100%.
I think so, but I like it because I feel like as well, sometimes when people are so full on and laying it on thick, you think like, it's too good to be true. Whereas I feel like with them, especially when they had an argument one day, it was literally so awkward. Like, and then as soon as they like made up and they were like laughing again, it was like refreshing that they had like made up.
Is that the argument we saw where Mehdi was asking Whitney
when
Jess
had cried? Yeah. Because he was like, I'm not speaking to her. And then she was like, I'm not speaking to him. And I was like, guys, why don't you just speak? And then I was giving Whitney advice, even though I'm the most stubborn person in the world. I'm like, I can give really good advice, but taking it, I can't take my own advice. She's like, no, I'm not speaking to him. And then when they like spoke and they made up, I was happy because they were laughing again.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's good. What do you lot think of the whole Sammy basically saying that Scott would not find Catherine attractive?
Ooh.
Like, why was he
that
so sure?
Me.
Why
I
was he
know.
So certain that Scott would not find Catherine attractive?
Mm. I have no idea. I really don't know what to say to that because I don't know.
Yeah, literally, with that comment didn't sit right with me. So I was like, why
didn't it sit right with you?
Because it's that one that, of course, we're all entitled to our own opinions and whatnot. Mm. But to now enforce those opinions on other people and be like, da 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 da, like, no, because who are you to say,
yeah, he doesn't
I
know.
Don't like X, Y,
yeah,
Z.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It didn't sit the best.
Because
with me.
Scott himself has literally said, you know, I'm attracted to her. Mm. I like her.
Yeah.
But, do you know what I mean?
And they had really long chats. I feel like Scott had really good chat, but I feel like with him and Catherine, they were speaking for a long time.
Yeah.
And even like all their chats, I think like two or three chats, they were speaking for a long time. So I do feel like he's definitely attracted to her. And
absolutely.
She's stunning. Like, she's such a gorgeous girl.
She is.
Yes, indeed.
But how did it feel for you seeing, obviously, Catherine with a new guy?
You see Twitter. Mm. Twitter was going off of me. They were like, Audrey seeing Scott and Catherine kissing right now. And I was thinking, you guys chill. Mainly because it's that one there where we never got to the stage where it's like, I'm considering this girl to be my girlfriend. I was just getting to know her, do you know what I mean? Mm. And besides that, we were 2 weeks into Love Island. Of course, there was feelings that were brewing. However, in the villa, like, things move fast, do you know what I mean? So I understand that she got to do her thing. I'm not expecting her to be sitting down and thinking, oh, nah, but he's not Dre, and I want to do it, but he's not Dre. And of course, it's good to feel like that because I'm that guy, do you know what I mean? But she's got to move on, and so do I, do you know what I mean? And life just moves on. Time is of the essence, but we just got to keep it stepping.
Yeah.
So, of course, it didn't feel good initially, but I've moved past it, like, and I'm rooting for everyone in the villa. Because, of course, knowing them personally, it's like, yeah man, you guys do your thing, man. Mm. You know what I mean?
And did we see Montel, the new guy,
with
Catherine? Mm-hmm. They look like they've got chemistry, you know?
Yeah,
like,
don't
sleep on that one.
They do.
If anything, it looks like they could be a new couple in the next couple of days. That's what I'm predicting.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm predicting.
I think
Leah as well, I feel like, but then it's like, is he just chatting shit?
I actually think maybe Leah and Scott.
Me too, I said that.
Yeah.
I said that when he came in, I was definitely saying, like, Leah and Scott. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Damn. But who do we think is the strongest couple in there now?
Do you know what? Yeah, I'd have to say, I've got two.
Me too.
Yeah, and I think they're the
same.
Yeah, so it's Ty and Ella.
Yeah.
And Mehdi and Whitney for me.
Yeah.
Mainly because, like, it's that one there. When it's too smooth sailing, it's like, There's problems that you guys are going to face in the villa. And if you guys aren't getting past those problems, then it's too good to be true. Mm-hmm. And it's that one there where we're aiming to get into relationships where we're here, of course, but then when we get to the outside, that's where the big problems are. That's when the DMs are popping. That's when it's, do you know what I mean?
Challenges.
So I feel like Ty and Elo and Mehdi and Whitney are getting over those challenges properly.
Me
and
too.
They're dealing with it in a mature manner, do you know what I mean?
You've got the same ones.
Yeah, exactly the same, yeah.
Who do we think is the weakest couple in there at the moment?
Mitch and Leah, because I don't think it's on a romantic level.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And Sammy and Jess, because I just feel like he has a wandering eye and he's very flirty and he plays it down, you know, like when he said Leah's a test. Like, no.
Damn!
Yeah, and he didn't even have a chat with her before. It's like so muggy.
Yeah.
So yeah, those as well. Yeah, I'd say those two for the weakest.
And Casa Amor is obviously like around the corner.
I know. I can't believe it's so soon. I keep feeling like it's ages away.
Corner.
I can't wait.
Who do we think is going to crumble in Casa Amor? See, obviously you said Ty and Ella, but I'm not going to lie. I feel like there's hell around the corner for them.
Do you think?
For Casa Amor,
I feel like he's very, very flirty. Like very, 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 very flirty. He was with me, especially in the beginning when he was like playing it down and like there was like conversations and like flirty chats that we had that wasn't aired.
With Ty?
Yeah, with
what
Ty.
What was he like? What was he like?
He was so flirty. Like, there was, like, conversation on the daybed. Because I went to go for a wee, and it was, like, near the daybed. And then he was like, oh, come here. And then I, like, went over, chatted to him. And then before you know it, he's like, oh, do you prefer, like, your legs open or legs closed? Like, he didn't just
what?
Come out of that, but he was coming out of, like, this... Yeah.
Wait, and then, so you're talking about, like, sex positions and stuff?
No, I forgot what we were even speaking about. Because also, when we had the challenge, you know, where I kissed him.
Yeah.
So I kissed him and then he was like, oh, you didn't pick me any for any, like, sex positions. And I was thinking, like, you're literally such a flirt. But then I do feel like he's just used to being, like, a bit of a fuck boy and just, like, flirting with anyone and anything.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I give him the red card because I said he flirts with, like, anyone and anything with a pulse because he's very flirty. But yeah, and then when I kissed him, I just kissed him because I thought, you know, like, he's fit. But then I said to Ella afterwards, I was like, it's not like that though. And then the next day, the flirty, it was like, I would say something flirty, then he would. And we were like bouncing off each other. So and then before you knew it, it was like, God. And I thought, God, yesterday I was itchy saying to her, like, it's not like that. And then here I am the next day, like, being asked if I like my legs open or close. And then when I said to her the next day, I was like, listen, like, it has actually got like flirty. But then.
But did you tell her about that conversation?
I mean, I didn't go to like details. I just
said, why? No, you don't need to start spilling
the tea,
yeah,
you know? I know.
You don't need to start spilling the tea.
I said to her, I was like, just to let you know, like, maybe it is like a bit like more on that level. And we are like flirty and he is very flirty. And she was like, oh my God, is he? And I was like, yeah.
Do we think she's a bit naive?
Who, Ella?
Look, Ty has said it with his mouth. He has said, my body count is over 100. He's basically said, I am a self-proclaimed fuckboy. So like, and he's happy to, do you know what I mean? He's happy about it. You know, obviously, he does her. Like, he does 100% like her. But he's been honest with her about everything.
So
when I've seen the scenes and she's crying and she's upset, I'm like, girl, wake up. It's more the goddamn coffee. Because he's literally told you with his mouth. Like, the thing is, I actually want Ty and Ella to work out. Yeah. But I just think she needs to smell the coffee a bit and just be alert of like, all right, he's this kind of guy. Mm. Like, so you can't break down in tears because he's kind of giving you the lowdown already about the type of guy he is.
He's been honest.
He's been honest.
He has, yeah. And I feel like he wasn't scared, to be honest, when we had the balloon challenge and like we were having like sex positions, like kissing, all that dares and stuff. He didn't want it to end. And he literally said, like, in front of everyone, he was like, oh, is there any more balloons? I don't want it to end. And she was literally like, she's like eye rolling and like shaking her head. And it's like, he's not afraid to like, I think he said it like twice as well. It wasn't as if he said it the first time, was like, oh shit. He literally said it again.
Do you know what though? Like, I just think Ella needs to almost accept that side of his character.
Yeah,
that
he's flirtatious. 100%.
So that's what I'm saying with Casa Amor and then movie
night.
I hear
movie night. Oh my god.
So Andre, obviously that's your boy. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts?
I know he's not gonna be able to hear this, but if if I was to talk to him, I'd say, move under the radar. Do what you gotta do. Move under the radar. Move smart. You know what I mean? You gotta be smart with this one here.
So you don't think he's moving too smart? He's moving a bit bait.
I think he's moving considerably smart. However, there's a big game.
Yeah,
there's cracks here and there. So he has to be moving very, very smart for this big game that's coming.
Yeah.
Right now, everyone's playing like Premier League. But we've got Champions League game.
It's on its way.
It's on its way.
Who in the Villa do we think is playing a game? As in, you know, like, they're...
1, 2, 3, Mitch. Yeah, Mitch.
Is it?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
What, isn't like just playing the game 100%?
Yeah, I just feel like he just tells like everyone the same sort of stuff. Like, he was saying to me, like, when it was obviously me and Leah coming in, he was like, oh, I vibe with you more. Like, with me and you, it's, like, more flirty. And then the next minute I hear, like, he really likes Leah. And I was thinking, who was that was just speaking to then? Because you've literally just told me, like, you're more into me than you are into Leah. And now all of a sudden you're saying to Leah and everyone else. So I was a bit confused. I didn't see him on, like, a romantic level anyway. Yeah. But don't lie. Be honest.
My theory is, yeah, I think he's just trying to get into a stable couple.
Yeah,
me too.
You know them couples that like they're not really rotten, they chill and sell to the end.
Yeah.
And he's trying to find who that person is.
Yeah. 100%.
Because even the way he was behaving with Molly, I'm like, my brother, he was on his hands and knees begging for her love. I said, You can't be this type of person. I don't believe it. But I don't know, I just thought maybe he was a simp, maybe he loved her, but then at the same time, I feel like now like I'm reading people's commentary on Twitter and people are like, actually he might be playing a game because he might be just trying to get one stable girl and just sail out until the end.
I think so. Mm. I personally think so.
It could be.
I don't know. Like,
even the point that you made as well, Charlotte, I remember saying this before, where like, in terms of repeating things that he said before, I remember when he was talking to Leo, right? And I can't remember what he mentioned, but Leah turned around to him and she was like, do you know you said that to Molly? I saw that in episode 2.
And because he says the same stuff and then he was obviously forgot that and Leah
that
could see.
You guys have watched it. So Leah was like, I've remembered this conversation word for word, bar for bar. You've said this all to Molly. Now you're just saying this all to me at the same time.
He lays it on quite thick as well. He won't be like flirting, be like,
I like
you've got lovely legs or whatever.
He'll be like,
oh, my mum and sister will really like you.
Oh,
and he's like, oh, well, you can come and see me. We can go for like a dog walk because I've got a dog and he's got two dogs.
No, top guy.
And I'll be like, well, I'm not coming to you. And he's like, oh, well, I can come down to Bournemouth. It's quite like, He lays it on thick, and then all of a sudden it's
I can come down to Bournemouth. What is going on?
Yeah. So I feel like it's just a little, it comes across a little bit fake because it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think, like, he must have mentioned it to you, like, marriage. Was it marriage?
Or, yeah, yeah. I think that kids. Was I said I want four kids because I'm like that. I'm very upfront. I think I know what I want. Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I want a baby daddy. I want kids. And I think everyone was like, oh my God, calm yourself. But then with him, he was like, because I was just saying in general, I want four. And then he was like, oh, well, would you settle for three?
Oh my
God. Yeah.
Goodness. He's actually planning it in his head.
And it's me saying in general.
He's that type of person, you know? Yeah. He's one of them kind of guys.
And then he was like, oh, have you got any like baby names? And I was like, oh no, I haven't got that far yet. And then he was, oh, I think he told me that it was like, oh my God, what was the name? I swear, is his name, surname's like Taylor?
Yeah, yeah.
I might be just like chatting shit, but I'm sure he said
Taylor.
Yeah, did, and I was like, it's no for me. Taylor. I'm not having a
that's
kid.
That's scary.
Taylor though. I don't that's like scary. That name. I don't like that name. Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. So Kassa, are we thinking Whitney and Mehdi will survive Kassa?
I think they will.
Do we think they'll reach
I personally.
Kassa? I hope so. I hope that they do. Because Mehdi was my best friend in there. Like, I got along with everyone. Like, me and Charlotte both got along with everyone. Not saying that there's people in there that don't get along with, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's for the people watching to decide and decide for themselves. But me and Charlotte, like, we got along with everyone. So, yeah, with Mehdi being one of my best friends in there, I'm wishing nothing but the best for him. And everything's going well for him as well now. So
yeah, I think
we'll see.
Mm. What about Zach and Molly?
I think they'll just last till the end, I think. Yeah. I don't overly rate them as a couple.
Yeah. But I do have a feeling they'll probably last till near the finals.
Yeah, me too. I don't think either of their heads will turn.
No.
For anyone. Even if they like want to inside, I just think they're just gonna stay like safe, play it safe and just stay together.
Yeah. Mm. Now, in tonight's episode, they're playing a game of, I think, truth or dare.
Oh, juicy.
And Zach basically admits
that he has cheated. Oh. Yeah.
And then Jess then comes out and Jess says, once a cheater, always a cheater. Do you agree with that statement?
I do. Yes.
Do you know I don't.
Have you cheated before?
Yeah.
Really?
Openly, yeah. When I was with my childhood sweetheart, I was very young, but I was with my ex for 11 years.
Yeah.
And I was a flight attendant and I ended up, we was on a break, but I still class it as cheating. And I told him, and like now I would never.
Mm.
So I can go from my experience. Also I feel like before I'd always be like, oh my God, people that cheat, like I can't believe it. But then it's like then when I was in that position, it's still, we was on a break, but I still do class it as, you know, cheating. Yeah, and I told him, I said, like, look, like I've kissed someone, like things clearly aren't like working out, like we need to just stop this now. But I think it depends as well, because I was very young. I'm not saying that's like an excuse and it wasn't nice at all, but I've learned from that. And I just think how I am now is not how I was when I was like 18.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I agree with you, to be honest. And like all the guys in the villa, like we all knew of that secret of his like way before. Like he had told us, but like,
what did he sleep with someone or was it? Or you don't know?
I'm not too sure. It's not.
I
didn't know if he had like opened up or like was
he
it
probably
like,
opened up about it on the episode today.
I remember when he first told us it was the first challenge that we'd done. It was like the beanstalk challenge, and he was afraid that one of the secrets was going to be that he's cheated on X amount of partners.
Was there more than one?
I mean, it's an
episode. Oh, Christ.
Yeah. He's cheated on a few people.
Hey, that's not my worst.
That's
not my
worst. Okay.
Please. I thought it was just one.
Yeah, yeah. He's clearly not learned from his mistakes.
Yes, I hear it then, because...
Yeah, I hear it as well.
It's not my words. It's not my words. I want peace. I don't want problems. I want peace. Don't bring me problems.
No, you didn't say anything, though. You didn't say anything. But, wow, I don't know. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
When
I agree with it.
When it's multiple times.
Yeah, when it's multiple times, then. So what are you saying? You think your boy's a bit of a serial cheater? Because you've just said when it's multiple times, and you've just said he's done it multiple times.
Well, if he's done it more than one,
you can pass. You can pass this question. Yeah.
For this one here, that is evident, and we even had this conversation, like me and Zach. And we were talking about it, and I was like, yeah, like it's a bit sticky that the cheating's happened X amount of times. But from his perspective on it, it was like you were saying, where there's been a several amount of years in regards to that happening, and that he's matured now.
I do think it is in some people. Like, I do think some people, they will always cheat. So whether it's him, is another question. But yeah, I don't know enough.
Yeah, let me just drink my drink. I feel like some people, they just got it within them to just go out and cheat.
Yeah, I
and just cause havoc and problems. Those are the people that I can't bring back to my mom. I cannot bring them. I can't. Because now when mom's asking, oh, how did it do it? I'll be thinking,
Yeah.
I'll bite my tongue. Yeah, she's good.
End of. Change convo.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Moving
she's
on.
Fine. Don't ask me about her no more, man. I'm good. That's it, man.
Oh, cool. What's next for you two? Are you just enjoying the Love Island ride at the moment?
Yeah, it just feels like so surreal. Like it's just trying to like sink in, like everything. I'm like, what the hell is happening? But honestly, we've been busy as well the past like few days, especially because we've done like a lot, like few bits together.
Yeah.
So yeah, just spending time, family, friends. I still haven't unpacked.
Wow.
Yeah, I still haven't unpacked. So like, I need to call my nan today, actually, because I feel like my phone's just been going off. Yeah, I rang her briefly yesterday, but it's just going through like the DMs. I just need to think of like a plan and like what route I want to go down. And yeah.
Well, the world's your oyster, guys.
Yeah, can't wait.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us, man. Thank you so much.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.